And welcome to another edition of the Coach's Corner program. Hey, we're going to talk with Coach Corky Reynolds here to a Valley Talk. And we have City Administrator Corky Reynolds with us. And, well, first of all, Corky, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Beautiful day.
Yes.
Living the dream. That's great.
This is why we live in Minnesota, right?
For sure.
All right. So you had a City Council meeting on a Monday.
We did.
And we're able to, well, where do you want to start? What should we talk
about?
Well,
probably the most significant item is that the council had before it a semi-finalist for the city administrator job. Mm-hmm. And they were to determine if any of those candidates would move on for as a finalist. Mm-hmm. And there was a significant discussion. The council had been presented materials on 8 individuals who had reached the semi-finalist mm-hmm. stage. There were 29 applicants originally.
Wow.
3 withdrew prior to really consideration. So there were 26. And Baker Tilly, the firm that has been employed by the city, then established some minimum requirements, established individual criteria to move on mm-hmm. A group of those candidates. And they moved on for the council's consideration, 8 candidates. The council was given a packet with the application, answers to questions, and also supplied a video from each of the 8 where they were asked questions, couldn't prepare for those questions.
Okay.
And the video was then available to the council members and the mayor for consideration on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, then there was discussion among the council. The council was asked to indicate the 4 candidates that each believed would be appropriate for further consideration, and that was done. And then 4 of the candidates each received 6 votes, and then there was another candidate who had a number below that, but that all the council members agreed should be moved on. So 5 semifinalists were moved to the finalist consideration, and those candidates have to be notified then by Baker Tilly, mm-hmm. that they're considered a finalist, and do they still want to continue on with the process? And at that point, after each of those candidates is contacted and either indicates, yes, I want to go on, or no, I don't, then those will become public.
And that's the process as you go through this. We've had people in past interview processes, well, how come we don't know who they are? Well, it's because they still have jobs and they're not to that finalist process. Once they become a finalist, now the names become released at some point.
Correct. And as of right now, I've not been notified that all of the candidates have been contacted. So today I can't disclose who they are, mm-hmm. but I would say that the council was very pleased with the quality of the candidates, the availability of the candidates, mm-hmm. and the desire to be considered by the city for the city administrator position.
And to have 5 finalists out of, you said, 26, I mean, that's great news that that many people are applying for a city administrator job.
It really is good news. In the past, we maybe haven't had that many mm-hmm. Candidates, and we've had some that have withdrawn at certain stages. But the quality of candidates, I think the council feels very good about.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to review them. I didn't participate in the selection process, but in my opinion, we have very qualified candidates, a number with many years of experience, a number that maybe don't have as much experience, mm-hmm. but overall, I think the quality of candidates, we're very fortunate here in Crookston to have those to select from.
And that's a big part of the reason why you go with this firm. They specialize in doing this and finding candidates.
Baker Tilly is a nationwide firm, mm-hmm. But they specialize in acquiring candidates for various positions within any city, but particularly city administrators, city managers, different titles, same duties. They were different than the firm that was used in the past, but the council made a very conscious decision about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a very good representative who came and made a presentation to the council explaining certain criteria, certain factors about how candidates were moved forward. And now the process is, one, get notification that which candidates want to go ahead. Mm-hmm. And then there would be an interviewing process, which would involve members of the council and also department heads. That's one thing the council was very concerned about, is that department heads mm-hmm. as a group would be involved in this process, because after all, the city administrator works closely yep. with each department head, and that relationship is very, very important, almost more important than the relationship with the council. Council's important, but the day-to-day, hour-to-hour functioning of the city administrator touches all department heads and all city personnel.
I don't think anybody could argue that that is the most important relationship, city administrator to department heads.
I think so. And my experience has been it's very ongoing. Yeah. Many times a day, department heads will approach me or I will approach yep. them and say, we're dealing with this issue, we're dealing with this circumstance, let's sit down and talk about it. Probably the most often heard phrase in my office is, you got a minute, Corky? And that minute really is code for, you got a half an hour.
Yeah, you got an hour. Yep.
But you want to work through things through communication so that the department head is sure of the direction, the administrator is aware of what's going on, and that you can make a decision jointly.
Yep.
So that's very important.
Timeline? Of course, it all depends on how it's a process, especially when you have five as well.
Yes, the process is essentially at this point, council members will indicate to my executive assistant Tina when they might be available within the next 2 to 3 weeks, day or night, to coordinate their availability. And then contacting the candidates or the candidate's representative or Baker Tilly or all of them, how do we coordinate this? The council would like to progress quickly, and I understand that, and I hope they do, to get those set up so that they can then consider what they know of each candidate, ask the questions that are critical to each council member, and then hopefully make a decision about what candidate will be offered the position here in Crookston. You know, ideally, if everything went as smoothly as possible, there might be an administrator here by July.
Okay.
Each administrator who's applied or each candidate who's applied has certain notice provisions they may have to give their present employer.
Yep.
But if there's a candidate who's available immediately, that can hasten the process.
Sure.
To get someone here for the city.
Besides that, what else is going on? That's obviously a very important decision the city council will have to make, but what else is going on?
Well, one of the things that's going on is we've been talking about various aspects of the park and recreation program. At Highland Complex now, citizens will see significant changes to Jim Carn Field. There'll be some construction going on at some point here in the future for storage units, for equipment mm-hmm. that'll go underneath the new stadium seating. We're also talking about some renovations to Diamond One. That's the first diamond you see. Yeah. There'll be some cement work done behind the backstop. We're going to try to get concrete in there so it's a more convenient and level sitting situation there right now. You kind of have a tilted view of the activities on Diamond One. Also some new scoreboards and fencing material on, I believe, Diamonds 5 and 6.
Okay.
So there'll be some renovations going on there. Also, we're talking about the CSC. Mm-hmm. Just how much usage is really going on there during the winter seasons. And we've had discussions at the council level about maybe there are other uses that can go on at the CSC. Often we hear about play areas mm-hmm. or basketball court areas or leave the turf in. So those kind of discussions are just starting about how we can make the best use of the CSC.
Okay.
'Cause that's a community asset, mm-hmm. a lot of space available, just got to make good use of it. Also, we hosted the girls section this yep. year, and a number of Section 8A representatives indicated that this was really a quality facility. We've received numerous compliments, especially the 8A representative, Todd Selk from Foston, said that this was great. He really liked our arena, liked the setup. He liked the service that we got. He liked the ice. And it was kind of a central location and was very impressed with that possibility that we could be hosting the Section 8A baseball tournament this year. Again, centrally located, Carn Field, really second to none, certainly in the northern part of the state and maybe throughout the state. And with the additions going on, really a quality facility that may come to fruition. So we've had a lot of discussions with our Park and Rec director, Jake Solberg, about how do we continue to provide services for our facilities and what could we do to enhance them.
Yep. And that's the one thing I've had coaches for several years in the Section 8A baseball tournament ask, you know, we'd love to play in Crookston. And Bemidji State has a good field, but they alternate with another city too. But it would be Crookston, as you said, is centrally located for most teams and a great diamond. And now with the seating, it's you're seeing if you build it, they will come, as they say.
Well, they will, we hope. I think most recently the 8A tournament was in Thief River Falls.
Yep.
Not quite as centrally located. Good diamond, but it's not Jim Carn Field, which is really a quality facility. And if you play at Jim Carn Field and make it to the state tournament in St. Cloud, you'll be playing on an identical field. Favor Field down there is identical to Carn Field.
Okay.
So you kind of have a little advantage, perhaps, that.
What else is happening with the city?
Well, we are using Clifton Larson Allen accounting firm to do a number of our accounting duties. We've had that recent resignation of our finance director, and we employed Clifton Larson Allen out of St. Cloud in Minneapolis to help us with a number of things. One would be just the day-to-day functioning. Without a finance director, our other department staff are really overloaded. So we've been able to employ Clifton Larson Allen about daily activities. Someone's not here every day, but in the past and even this week, one of the accountants was here on Monday and Tuesday. Next week, she will be back on Monday and Tuesday to help guide our financial reporting. We've also employed them to assist with our audit preparation. Last year, our audit was very nearly not meeting the timelines by the state. So we've employed Clifton Larson Allen to help us get those procedures underway earlier, identifying those procedures and taking steps to get the information in line so that can be presented to our actual auditor, Miller McDonald out of Bemidji, as early as possible.
Okay.
And the accountant who is working with us made a presentation to the council on Monday night outlining the steps and procedures that the city is employing to make sure that our financial data and information is up to date, is accurate, and will lead us to a more recent and thorough presentation of financial data for the council.
Okay.
So they have been doing a really good job for us. In fact, two accountants were up here last week and just one accountant this week. And then also helping us comply with federal and state regulations. And the state and the feds have a lot of regulations. We have to make presentations about our physical assets, our solid assets. We also have to make lists about what kind of leases we have, either where we're the lessor or we're the lessee. Those are called GASBs. And we have to do all of those things. And those are time consuming.
Yeah.
And you have to identify all those things. And some of those are new. So it's an experience for all of us. But there was a good presentation to the council on Monday night about where we're at and best practices that we're pursuing to move forward.
How is the search for the finance director going?
We have received a number of applications for that position, I believe eight.
Okay.
We are reviewing those now, and they will go in front of a committee for consideration. as to whether we're going to interview anyone or how many we're going to interview, and then to see if that's a candidate who we could present to the council for acceptance. We do have a new IT director.
Okay. I was just going to ask you about that.
That was successful in our interviews. We interviewed, we had 8 candidates apply. Actually, quite an interesting group. So many were out of state, and actually 2 are out of country.
Oh, really?
Yes, who understood it was not a remote position. They would need to be here, fully understood that. And we narrowed it down to 4 candidates whom a committee interviewed and unanimously approved or presented to council for approval, and that was approved on Monday night. Lance Hendrickson. He actually lives in Fertile and has a present position elsewhere, and that was a negotiated contract presented to council and accepted, and subject to his successful completion of a background check and drug screening analysis, he would be starting on Monday, the 29th.
Great. Okay.
So that's really good. As you know, we've had our former IT director, Chad Palm, move on, and our present technology coordinator, Zach, now is not here because he's in National Guard service for 6 weeks. So we've been very, very fortunate to have an intern from UNC who's been with us for his last year in college. He's manning, if you will, that position, but he's graduating now on the 3rd and will be starting a new job elsewhere.
Well, so besides that, not much going on.
You know, it's just kind of a slow day, you know, in Hooterville. But yeah, there's always something going on at City Hall. And with these positions that are open, it's a quick-paced thing because the present staff, I must say, are doing an excellent job trying to cover all of these duties, the duties of the IT people, the duties of human resources, the finance director's duties. They don't go away when there's not a person in there. So a number of the staff in the City Hall have picked up extra duties from myself to the city clerk, to the accountant, to the administrative assistants. They've all picked up extra duties to keep the city moving forward. And it is really a major undertaking with these extra duties, but keeping it going.
And this isn't a city of Crookston or, you know, other jobs in town or businesses. This is across the country where you're not seeing people stay in jobs for 30 years anymore or 25 years. It's a problem across the country.
Well, it's
I don't know if it's a problem, if you want to say that, but for employers it is.
It's an issue for employers. We have historical data in consultation with Baker Tilly, just for the city administrator, indicating if you can get someone to stay in your city for 3 to 5 years, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
The people who are taking these positions now, I don't know if they're moving up, but they're moving much more readily. There are no more Ray Eklunds.
Yeah.
There are no more Alan Chesleys that just... You come in, you stay.
You do it.
There are no more Gary Zitzers.
Yep.
Those names probably ring with some people listening, and some others no. But many places are not a destination now.
Yep.
They're a stopping point for whatever reasons. Mm-hmm. It might be economic benefits. It might be environmental benefits. Mm-hmm. It might just be wanderlust. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
So what was effective in recruiting and retention in the 50s, 60s, and 70s is no longer the prevailing attitude. Mm-hmm. Not a bad thing.
Nope.
Not necessarily a good thing, but just different.
It's the new norm.
Very much so.
Yep.
Very much so. And what people are looking for in positions is so varied. In the past, it was the compensation package.
Yep.
What are you going to pay me? Mm-hmm. What's my vacation? What's my retirement? Certainly a component now, but other almost... intangibles, kind of like that credit card commercial, you know. At the end, it just is.
Yeah.
It just is. Crookston has many things to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You got to dig a little deeper.
Yep.
You know, Crookston doesn't necessarily pay the top wage.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the fancy McMansions all over the place. But people aren't necessarily looking for that. They like hiking trails. Mm-hmm. They like the environment. They like the school system. Yeah. All different variety of things, which makes the recruitment process very, very interesting. So it's been exciting, mm-hmm. but it's very much a challenge.
It is
to get people to even apply.
Yeah, not just for the city of Crookston, but businesses. Well, the city of East Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, school districts. We're talking everything. UMC. There's a lot more turnaround than there used to be everywhere.
So. And one of the things that I talk about when I interview candidates for whatever position is if they're considering a metro area, I tell them. Yeah. You can go to the metro area from Crookston, mm-hmm. but you can leave the metro area come back. Very much, I think, an advantage for that. You can take advantage of the things that are available in Winnipeg, Minneapolis, Fargo, mm-hmm. Grand Forks, but you can leave and come back to Crookston for your home and enjoy what we have, the amenities here.
Getting to work in 5 minutes is nice.
Hey, I get to go home and have lunch with my child bride almost every day. That's a benefit.
That is. Yep.
I don't have to go to a restaurant or an establishment. Mm-hmm. It's 5 minutes.
Yep.
And anything mm-hmm. is 5 minutes. Yep. Get to Walmart, 5 minutes. Yep. When I get downtown, 5 minutes. Yep. You don't do that in major metropolitan areas.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. We don't have six-lane highways either.
Anything else? We are about ready to wrap up, but anything else people should know?
No, I think just know that the city is moving forward. This administrator search, I think, from my personal opinion, is going well. I think the council is very satisfied with the candidates who are moving forward, mm-hmm. and I think the city of Crookston will be well pleased with any one of those candidates who might be selected.
Are you going to be a part, since you are the current city administrator, are you going to be part of the selection process, or do you take a back seat and just...
I am a part, but very much of a back seat. This is on the council. Mm-hmm. I get all the information the council gets, but I don't have a vote. Mm-hmm. I can answer any questions council members would have about a candidate, a particular mm-hmm. item. But I don't assert myself unless asked.
Yep.
I sit back and more than happy to answer questions, more than happy to get information. But the city council decides that, and the mayor's involved as well. Yep. But the city council will actually make that selection. I think the process is well designed.
Yep.
So far, it's been very effective in getting us candidates of a high quality. And it will be nice to get a new administrator in place. I've enjoyed this, mm-hmm. but it's time for me to move on. I'm the little Dutch boy. I put my fingers in the dike at a certain point in time. And I think we've done a lot of good things here with the councils that are in place, but it's time to get an administrator in here and move the city forward as best they can.
And that's for sure. Well, Corky, thanks for stopping by. We know you're a very busy man. And
got a minute.
but we thank you for stopping by and enjoy the sunshine.
You're very welcome, and I will.
All right. That is Corky Reynolds, Crookston City Administrator. We thank him for stopping in here on Valley Talk. And, well, let's jump right in. We have coming up on 5 minutes now after the hour of 11.